Good morning. It's December 28, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report addresses the delisting notice received by Paranovus Entertainment Technology Limited from the NASDAQ stock market. In a new piece by NASDAQ, the company announced that it has been notified of its impending delisting due to non-compliance with certain listing rules. Specifically, Paranovus failed to maintain a minimum bid price of $1 for its Class A ordinary shares over a 30-day period, which is a requirement for continued listing on the NASDAQ Capital Market. The company has been given until January 7th of next year to regain compliance, but as of mid-December, its shares were trading at 10 cents or less for 10 consecutive trading days. This situation places Paranovus in a challenging position, as trading of its shares is set to be suspended at the end of December unless they appeal the decision. Paranovus plans to request a hearing to contest the delisting, which would temporarily extend their listing status while the appeal is processed. Recently, the company attempted to boost its share price by executing a reverse stock split at a ratio of 1 to 100. This is a strategy often used by companies to increase their share price and meet listing requirements. Paranovus has shifted its focus towards e-commerce solutions, particularly in relation to platforms like TikTok, after exiting its previous business segments. This strategic change comes after a series of acquisitions aimed at enhancing their market position. However, the company faces significant hurdles as it navigates this period of transition and seeks to stabilize its stock performance.
This report covers the significant activity of institutional investors in Intuit Inc. Fresh reporting from MarketBeat reveals that Valley National Advisors Inc. has dramatically increased its stake in Intuit by over 4,700% during the third quarter. This institutional investor now holds nearly 3,000 shares, valued at over $2 million, following a purchase of nearly 3,000 shares during this period. Other hedge funds have also shown interest in Intuit, with Peregrine Wealth Management increasing its stake by 10.6%, bringing its total to over 6,000 shares worth around $4 million. Similarly, Sowell Financial Services and Mayflower Financial Advisors have raised their holdings by 4% and 13.7% respectively. In the market, Intuit's stock opened at $676.55, reflecting a slight increase of 0.3%. The company has a strong market presence with a market capitalization of about $188 billion. And a price-to-earnings ratio of 46.24. Intuit's earnings report, released recently, showed earnings per share of $3.34, which exceeded analysts' expectations. Revenue for the quarter reached approximately $3.8 billion, marking an 18.3% increase from the previous year. Intuit has also declared a quarterly dividend of $1.20 per share, which will be paid in January. This dividend represents an annual yield of around 0.7%, reflecting a payout ratio of over 32%. Analysts have varied opinions on Intuit's stock. Many maintain a moderate buy rating, with price targets ranging from $560 to $875. Notably, just one analyst has rated it as a sell, while the majority favor a buy or strong buy rating. With these developments, Intuit remains a focal point for institutional investing, indicating strong confidence in its future growth potential.
This report discusses recent institutional investments in Merck & Co. Company. Fresh reporting from MarketBeat reveals that Valley National Advisors Inc. significantly increased its stake in Merck by nearly 125% during the third quarter, acquiring over 25,000 additional shares. This boosted their total holdings to just over 46,000 shares, valued at approximately $3.9 million. Other institutional players also made moves in Merck's stock. For instance, J.L. Bainbridge & Company established a new position valued at about $208,000, while Cahaba Wealth Management raised its stake by 5.6%,
now holding nearly 3,000 shares worth $248,000. Paragon Wealth Management increased its holdings by nearly 23%, bringing its total to over 75,000 shares, valued at $6.3 million. Thomson Investment Management also raised its position by 35.2%. Currently, institutional investors and hedge funds own over 76% of Merck's stock. Analysts have taken notice, with several adjusting their ratings and price targets. For example, Wall Street Zen upgraded the stock from a hold to a strong buy rating, while Goldman Sachs increased its target price from $92 to $120. Meanwhile, Wells Fargo upgraded its rating to overweight and raised its target price from $90 to $125. As for Merck's stock performance, shares recently opened at $106.90. Over the past year, the stock has seen a low of $73.31 and a high of $107.05. Merck's market capitalization is impressive at $265 billion, and the company recently reported earnings per share of $1.94 for its last quarter, with expectations for further earnings growth moving forward. In addition to these developments, Merck recently announced an increase in its quarterly dividend, now set at 85 cents per share, which translates to an annualized dividend yield of 3.2%. This positive change reflects the company's commitment to returning value to shareholders. In summary, with significant institutional interest and positive analyst adjustments, Merck & Co. Incorporated continues to attract attention as it navigates the biopharmaceutical landscape. This report covers recent investments and insider activity related to the Cooper Companies, Inc. Based on findings published by MarketBeat, Thomson Investment Management has taken a significant new position in Cooper Companies by acquiring over 54,000 shares, valued at approximately $3.7 million. This move is part of a broader trend, as several institutional investors have recently adjusted their stakes in the company. For instance, J. Safra Asset Management notably increased its holdings by over 200%, while other firms like Cyber Hornet ETFs and GKV Capital Management also entered new positions, albeit with smaller investments. Collectively, institutional investors now hold nearly 25% of Cooper Company stock. In terms of market sentiment, Zacks Research has raised its earnings per share forecasts for the company, which bodes well for its valuation moving forward. They have also expressed confidence in revenue trends, with several quarterly estimates being upgraded for the fiscal years 2026 and 2027. This positive outlook has led to a consensus rating of moderate buy from analysts, which could attract more investor interest. On the insider trading front, notable purchases were made by key executives, including the chief executive officer, who bought 10,000 shares, indicating their confidence in the company's prospects. The stock has recently opened slightly higher, reflecting a steady performance in a challenging market, with its recent earnings report exceeding expectations. As for the financial metrics, Cooper Companies has demonstrated solid fundamentals, with a market capitalization exceeding $16 billion and a price-to-earnings ratio that suggests growth potential. Given the ongoing stock repurchase plan, which allows for up to $2 billion in buybacks, the leadership appears to believe that the stock is undervalued. Overall, the combination of insider buying, institutional interest, and positive earnings revisions sets a constructive tone for Cooper Companies as it navigates the current market environment.
This report focuses on the recent investment activity and analyst ratings for Lowe's Companies, Inc. In its latest coverage, MarketBeat reported that Valley National Advisors significantly increased its stake in Lowe's by nearly 200% during the third quarter, acquiring over 8,000 additional shares. This brings their total holdings to more than 12,000 shares, valued at approximately $3,158,000. Other institutional investors have also made notable moves. For instance, Howard Hughes Medical Institute and Traub Capital Management each established new positions in Lowe's, while Solstein Capital ramped up its stake by over 600%. Overall, institutional investors and hedge funds now own more than 74% of Lowe's stock. Analysts have been busy updating their price targets for Lowe's as well. Sanford C. Bernstein recently raised its price target to $284 and maintained an outperform rating. In contrast, D.A. Davidson lowered its target to $250, assigning a neutral rating. The average consensus price target now stands at $276.80, suggesting a moderate buy sentiment among analysts, with a mix of buy and hold ratings. Lowe's stock opened at $244.55 recently, with a market capitalization of approximately $137 billion. The company's earnings report showed that it surpassed earnings expectations, reporting $3.06 per share, while revenues reached about $20 billion, slightly below analyst forecasts. Additionally, Lowe's announced a quarterly dividend of $1.20 per share, reflecting an annual yield of 2%, which is appealing to income-focused investors. This payout aligns with a relatively conservative dividend payout ratio of around 40%. Overall, Lowe's continues to demonstrate strong interest from institutional investors and maintains a solid position in the home improvement market, although analysts have varying perspectives on its near-term valuation.
This report covers recent institutional investments and insider activity regarding Stryker Corporation. As reported earlier by MarketBeat, Valley National Advisors significantly increased its stake in the medical technology company by over 2,000% during the third quarter, now holding more than 5,700 shares valued at over $2 million. This massive increase in holdings indicates strong confidence in Stryker's future prospects, especially as various other institutional investors have also adjusted their positions, with some boosting their stakes modestly in the second quarter. For example, Consolidated Portfolio Review Corporation raised its investment by 4.2%, while Princeton Global Asset Management increased its holdings by nearly 17%. In terms of stock performance, Stryker shares opened at $354.20 recently, reflecting a slight decline. The company boasts a substantial market capitalization of around $135 billion and reported impressive earnings, surpassing analysts' expectations, with earnings per share of $3.19 for the last quarter. Looking ahead, Stryker's revenue growth appears strong, showing an increase of over 10% year over year. Additionally, the company has announced a dividend increase, now offering 88 cents per share, which signals ongoing commitment to returning value to shareholders. On the research front, analysts maintain a generally positive outlook, with the majority rating the stock as a moderate buy and setting a consensus price target near $432, although some have recently adjusted their forecasts slightly downward. Meanwhile, insider activity has been notable, with significant share sales from key executives, including the director Rhonda E. Stryker, who sold over 276,000 shares recently. This has raised some eyebrows, as insiders sold a substantial total of over 522,000 shares in the past few months. In summary, while institutional interest in Stryker remains strong and the company's fundamentals look solid, the recent insider selling may warrant further scrutiny from investors going forward.
This commentary discusses recent changes in institutional ownership of McDonald's Corporation and its stock performance. As reported earlier by MarketBeat, Valley National Advisors significantly reduced its stake in McDonald's by nearly 50% during the third quarter, selling over 6,000 shares. This left them with just over 6,000 shares valued at around $2 million. Interestingly, other hedge funds have been more bullish. For instance, Bank Transatlantic increased its position by over 58%, now holding nearly 250,000 shares worth over $71 million. Furthermore, Federated Hermes ramped up its holdings by more than 84% in the second quarter, reflecting a growing confidence among some investors despite the downturn in others. Looking at the company's operational strategies, McDonald's has announced plans to open more than 8,000 new locations and implement major technology upgrades, which could enhance their sales growth and operational efficiency. This is seen as a positive move towards maintaining their competitive edge, especially with anticipated improvements in drive-through and in-restaurant experiences. However, the stock has faced some headwinds. McDonald's recently reported earnings that missed analysts' expectations, with earnings per share coming in lower than anticipated. Additionally, concerns about localized safety issues at certain locations, such as reports of locked doors at a Minneapolis restaurant, could impact brand reputation and sales performance. Despite these challenges, analysts from various firms have adjusted their price targets, with some raising their outlook for McDonald's stock while others remain cautious. Currently, the average rating for McDonald's shares stands at hold, with a price target around $324, reflecting a mixture of optimism and caution among market participants. Overall, while McDonald's maintains a strong market presence and is pushing for expansion, the path forward may require careful navigation through current economic pressures and investor sentiment.
This report discusses recent investment activity and stock performance of Hilton Worldwide Holdings, Incorporated. MarketBeat recently noted that Valley National Advisors significantly increased its stake in Hilton by over 3,000% during the third quarter, now holding more than 8,000 shares valued at over $2 million. This surge in ownership highlights a growing interest from institutional investors, as nearly 96% of Hilton's stock is currently held by hedge funds and other large investors. In addition to Valley National Advisors, several other funds have been making moves in Hilton's stock. For instance, Clearstead Trust and Sagard Holdings both acquired new stakes valued at about $30,000. Meanwhile, Bank of Jackson Hole Trust and Cullen Frost Bankers also increased their positions by notable percentages. Turning to Hilton's stock performance, shares opened at approximately $293.46, with a market capitalization of around $68 billion. The stock has shown a price-to-earnings ratio of just over 42 and has fluctuated between a yearly low of about $196 and a high nearing $295. The company recently reported quarterly earnings, revealing earnings per share of $2.11, slightly surpassing analyst expectations. However, revenue came in lower than anticipated at $1.3 billion, despite an 8.8% increase year over year. Looking ahead, Hilton has provided guidance for the fourth quarter and the full fiscal year. In terms of dividends, Hilton announced a quarterly payment of 15 cents per share, set to be distributed at the end of December. This reflects an annualized dividend yield of about 0.2%, which is relatively modest. Analysts remain generally optimistic about Hilton, with the stock currently holding a moderate buy rating. While target prices vary, the consensus suggests a potential upside to around $285. Overall, Hilton Worldwide continues to attract attention from both institutional investors and analysts, indicating a strong position in the hospitality sector as it navigates through current market conditions.
This report focuses on recent investments and insider activity in Steris PLC, a medical equipment provider. Data shared by MarketBeat indicates that Valley National Advisors has established a new position in Steris, acquiring over 8,000 shares valued at approximately $2 million during the third quarter. This move comes amidst a wave of activity from institutional investors, with several firms either initiating new stakes or increasing their existing holdings in the company. Notably, Genios Wealth Management significantly expanded its stake by 416% earlier this year, while Spurstone Advisory Services and Generali Investments Management also made new investments, albeit on a smaller scale.
the data reveals that nearly 95% of Stericycle stock is owned by hedge funds and other institutional players, highlighting strong institutional interest. In terms of insider trading, there have been recent sales by company executives, with one vice president selling over 5,000 shares and another offloading 15,000 shares. These transactions resulted in substantial decreases in their respective ownership stakes, raising questions about insider sentiment. Analyst opinions on Stericycle stock remain generally positive. Weiss Ratings reaffirmed a buy rating, while Wall Street Zen upgraded the stock to a strong buy. Currently, the average price target stands at approximately $273, reflecting a consensus of moderate optimism. Looking at Stericycle's recent performance, the company reported earnings per share of $2.47 for its latest quarter, which surpassed expectations. Additionally, a quarterly dividend of 63 cents was recently distributed. Indicative of the company's commitment to returning value to shareholders, overall, Stericycle appears to be navigating a favorable landscape, bolstered by strong earnings and ongoing institutional support, despite the recent insider selling activity. This report covers the recent changes in institutional ownership of Mettler-Toledo International, along with its stock performance and analyst ratings. MarketBeat's latest research indicates that Pinestone Asset Management has reduced its stake in Mettler-Toledo by 3.2% during the third quarter, selling over 10,000 shares. Despite this decrease, Mettler-Toledo remains a significant part of their portfolio, constituting about 2.5% and valued at approximately $397 million. In addition to Pinestone, several other institutional investors have also adjusted their positions. Notably, WPG Advisors has entered a new investment worth about $41,000, while New Square Capital has increased its stake by nearly 94%, now holding 35 shares valued at the same amount. MV Capital Management also raised its stake by 50%, owning 36 shares worth about $42,000. Looking at Mettler-Toledo's stock performance, shares opened at around $1,420, reflecting a strong market presence with a capitalization of nearly $29 billion. The company's stock has seen fluctuations with a one-year low of approximately $946 and a high of $1,525. The recent earnings report showed earnings per share of $11.15, exceeding analysts' expectations. Analysts have been active in adjusting their price targets for Mettler-Toledo as well. For instance, Evercore ISI raised its price objective to $1,400, while Bank of America upgraded its rating to a buy with a target of $1,600. However, the overall consensus from analysts remains a hold rating, with an average target price of about $1,441. As a manufacturer of precision instruments for various industries, Mettler-Toledo's products play a crucial role in laboratory and industrial applications, making it an important player in the market. Overall, the stock's recent performance and the adjustments by institutional investors will be interesting to monitor in the coming weeks.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening and have a great morning!